Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. It reads, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you." Listening and hearing are very different. We hear with our ears, but we listen with our hearts. We listen with a much more open and inclusive mindfulness, usually motivated by compassion or empathy. Deep listening, simply being with another, is subtle and involves much more of our being than we ordinarily invest in hearing. In listening, we allow the sounds and the silences and the words and the meaning behind the words to touch our hearts. Deep listening engages our whole being and demands our full presence. I invite you to reflect with me today on the art of sacred listening. When we are fully present with somebody, we hear to listen deeply, to understand with our hearts, so pauses are natural and sacred. In this pause, we may ask ourselves a few questions. Is what I'm about to say truthful? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Will these words bring this person and this conversation deeper in a relationship with God? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 234 in the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper 22, the Sunday closest to October 5th. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask. Accept through the merits of mediation of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new devotion or sign up for the inner blog to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.